What about this for a radio show?
Yeah.
Breeny, Sarah and Paddy.
Oh, we love Breeny.
With Neil Breen from Channel 9.
Yeah, he could do anything.
He can, and he can. He's up in Kingscliff for the New South Wales State of Origin side, the Blues.
Yeah.
And have a guess what? The latest. Breeny.
Breeny on the line. Hello.
G'day, Neil.
How are you? Good morning, Sarah and Paddy. What's happening? There's a big storm hit here.
Oh, has it? Really?
Yeah. Thunder and lightning. It's all happening.
Oh, my gosh. And Breeny with the weather right now. Gee whiz. You can do everything. Turn your hand to it all, Breeny.
It looks a little bit set in, too, and it's the Blues player's day off. They'll be blowing up the luck.
Oh, geez. Imagine not having to get up to train.
No doing anything. What about that? Netflix all day.
Yeah, but I tell you who's blowing up, mate, the Australian cricketers. Oh, mate, now, what is the go? For those, the uninitiated, what is happening with the Australian cricketers and this pay dispute?
Okay, so for the last 20 years, the cricketers have been paid a percentage of the game's revenue.
Right.
Not the game's profits, the game's revenue. And to make it simple, they've basically been distributed 25% of overall turnover. Now, a turnover's huge because they get all those television rights money, not just in Australia, but out of India and everything. So it's a huge amount of money. And it's been very happy. The players have been happy. Cricket Australia's happy. For instance, Cricket Australia in 2015 made a profit of $99 million. That's what? After they've paid everyone and done everything they have to do. So Cricket Australia is very wealthy. But, of course, that memorandum of understanding between the players and Cricket Australia finished. Now, Cricket Australia, interestingly, has a new chairman. His name's David Peaver, and he's the former managing director of Rio Tinto. So he's a big-time businessman, a big-time miner. And he's come at things differently and believes the players should be put on set contracts as opposed to a percentage of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So what he has done and what Cricket Australia has done is said to the top flight players, the Australian players, you'll stay on a percentage of revenue and you guys will have increases, hefty increases each year over the next 5 years. But the women will be paid differently, albeit they'll be paid a lot better than they ever were, and state players will be paid differently. They'll just be on set contracts. So what they've tried to do is a classic thing that I would suppose would happen in the mining industry, in big industries. They've tried to split the workforce. Tried to say to the Australian players, here's heaps for you, but they've stayed solid with the underlings, if you like, with the state players, and said, hang on, what about the state players?
Yeah.
Now, what Cricket Australia is concerned about is that over the years, while they pay state players to play in empty stadiums for Shield games, Big Bash has taken off, and they're worried that Big Bash will become the biggest thing in Australian cricket over the next 5 to 10 years and generate so much revenue that state players could end up being paid $500,000 a year.
Instead
and they don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So that's the crux of the matter. Cricket Australia wants to change the way they're paying the players, even though they're going to give them big pay rises in the immediate future. And Cricket Australia's players, the playing group, want to stay on a percentage of revenue going forward. And therefore, you've got this stalemate and neither side's going to budge.
And just on the stalemate, right now there's not much going on. Clearly they're boycotting this tour, but in general terms, there's not a lot happening until we heat up a little bit and the temperature's warmer. Is this stalemate going to continue until all that happens when there's TV rights and stuff that are going to be missed out on?
Yeah, I reckon it would take one side to capitulate, and the cricketers could capitulate in one of two ways. A few of the players might break ranks and decide that they want to sign the new contracts. And if there's a split in the workforce, then Cricket Australia will get what they want. Or the cricketers en masse will agree to the new terms. That won't happen. Or Cricket Australia will have to concede and let them continue playing on a set percentage of the revenue. Now, the players have said that we'll take 22%, not the previous 25%. That was their concession. Cricket Australia still wouldn't accept it. I think to call this a boycott of the Australia A Tour is going a bit too far because the players technically are out of work. Their contracts ran out. So why should they go on a tour?
Yeah.
Or why should we go to work at Channel 9 and do our job if we're out of contract?
Yeah. So they're not getting paid. They definitely are not getting paid?
That's
no
correct.
One's getting paid.
Right.
A few state players were on deals they'd already signed that went past the June 30 deadline, you know what I mean, on continuing contracts, but that's just a little bit of a technicality not to worry about at the moment. basically all the players are out of work and they're not being paid. And the next pay date is July 15, so they won't be paid.
Wow.
And their contracts are finished. So they go, why should we go and play on this tour if we're not getting paid and we're not employees?
I hear Alan Border's wading to the debate today as well, saying, you know, come on, let's get this sorted. Someone's got to work it out. It's a crazy situation. Do you think that'll have any weight at all?
I think the only way to resolve it, it can be resolved in the immediate future in two ways. That both parties sit in a room for days or weeks until they sort it out. Or if they decide to roll the continuing, you know, the previous MOU, the previous set of contracts for 12 months to give themselves some breathing space to get things back on board. Mm. So that's another possibility as well. But so this Australia A tour to South Africa is off. That's just a development tour. There's not a lot of revenue attached to that. The Bangladesh tour in August, it's only Bangladesh. There's a lot of money attached to that because Cricket Australia takes a lot of television rights out of Asia for any match they play out of against an Asian country through Star TV, right through India and everything, because India is where all the money in the game is. After that, there's a one-day tour to India, and then the Ashes, of course. And so, you know, the time's running out. And the problem for the players is this, right? The bloke driving around in his ute today, or you know, the female who loves cricket, who's going to work as a nurse or a doctor or whatever it is that you do in your profession, says, you guys are getting paid so much money, just go and play. Mm. But see, it's not as simple as that. But the sentiment for the players will sort of turn, you know what I mean? Mm. People will say, well, hang on a second, David Warner, you're earning $6 million a year. Can you just please go and play for Australia and so we can watch our Ashes? You know, I think the sympathy will turn against the players, so the players could find themselves in a bind.
Mate, we look forward to seeing if there's an outcome very soon. Hey, listen, thank you so much, Neil, for filling us in with what's going. We might give you a call next week, re-State of Origin. And, mate, we hope there's an outcome sooner than
later.
Totally,
yeah. Thanks
That's
so
right.
much, Brendan.
Just a bit of State of Origin news. The only injury concern left really is Boyd Cordner.
Yeah.
Tyson Frizzell should be okay. It's just Cordner in that calf. And if he's out, Jack DeBellin will play.
All right, buddy, we might give you a call next Monday if that's okay as well.
Love you, Breeny.
Okay, see you later.